At the Spiritual Wellness Center, our goal is to provide you with peace of spiritual mind, hope, and reassurance within your own space. At the Spiritual Wellness Center, we believe your life is a fingerprint unique and unlike anyone else, so we can customize a path to fit your needs and budget. We will help you to reach your highest levels in love, family, career, and happiness. We will reduce stress and anxiety and boost your immunity, sleep better, think clearer, and understand your partner better. Call Maria at 813-485-3656. That's 813-485-3656. With a clear mind, you will make better life choices. 813-485-3656. Also, Instagram at Virtual Healing Center. Give Maria a call today.
Mr. Brian Cash Clause!
Oh, great. Very well organized here. So anyhow, Brian Cash, another one in the books. Tommy, how you doing? So we got this big event coming up. The main purpose of the event is, so people get it clear, is to network for the people that come there.
Yeah.
Okay, so to make deals and to make money.
Okay.
Okay, but if we could at the same time turn around and help out a good cause,
yeah,
why not do it?
Why not do it?
Does that make sense?
Makes sense to me.
Makes
okay.
sense to me.
You're supposed to say yes.
Yes.
You know, like when you're a salesman and I kept pushing him for the sale?
Yeah.
You know what he kept saying? Probably. That's not what a salesman wants to hear. We want to hear yes. So go ahead, do it one time.
Yes.
That's it.
You get your foot in the door.
Yeah, so we got Anthony in the house. You know, I noticed they introduce people. So like at all the other shows, I never do that. But Anthony, the insurance man. We got Adam, the antique man
yep.
from Red Rooster. So we get the name out there.
That's right.
And then who do we have here?
Robert, the second insurance guy.
The second insurance guy. So this way, if you break one leg, you're okay. But if you break your arm, you got them both covered.
You never have enough insurance, right? You never can have enough insurance.
Let me get this in. I'm not sure. Like, here, can someone set this up? Like, it goes in there.
Where are you supposed to set it up at?
It goes in. Anyhow, do you know last year over 500,000 quarter-inch drills were sold?
That's fascinating stuff.
That's fascinating, right?
Really?
Right, 500,000 quarter-inch drills. Now, let me ask you a question. Did they want the quarter-inch drill? Is that what they wanted, that shiny drill? What did they really want?
Well, I don't know. So I bought a really, I got the badass drill now for the house. So what happened was is my wife and I bought a cheap one. So my wife and I bought a cheap drill. And then we went to Home Depot and go, hey, listen, the battery pack isn't charging. Not only did they refund us, we got the awesome, awesome drill, and they credited whatever value we had from the other one to it. So we ended up spending $40 for like a $300 drill.
Who did that for you?
Home Depot.
See that? That's a great company. So, but anyhow, back to my question that you didn't focus on. Did you know that over 500,000 quarter-inch drills were sold last year? Here's the thing in life.
I'm gobsmacked. I can't believe that. Is this true?
This is true. It's coming out of my mouth. You know I never lie. Did you know that? I'm a Boy Scout. No, I'm only kidding. But what did they want? Just think about that question.
I don't know. They wanted the drill bit or did they want the drill?
What they want? Anybody know? They wanted the hole. Think about that. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's... Yes.
It was a bunch of guys.
No, but what I'm saying is, in sales, people sell the drill bit. That's but right. Really what they wanted was what?
A hole.
The hole. So, like, we're doing this event. Like, this is where this is going for. We're selling this event, and we're doing all this stuff. But really what we want is for people to make money and make deals at the event. And in turn, if we can help an underprivileged Boy Scout go to
camp.
A camp, how could that be wrong? I'm just trying to see the wrong in it.
We talked about the food.
They get food. They get food, too. Right. It's like, so anyhow, I'm going to let Gary and you guys talk. I'm just trying to see, like, I'm getting some pushback from people, right? That, and I don't want to get into it, but I am getting into pushback. Yeah. And I just think the thing is, you have a kid that doesn't eat because it's going to be for a camp. Right, Gary? That's an 8-week camp. Is that the deal?
No, it's 8 weeks, but it's a summer camp, and they usually go for a couple of weeks.
Oh, it's a couple of weeks. Oh, then I take that back. I've been telling people 8 weeks.
No, no.
It's a couple weeks. Okay.
Yeah.
So anyhow, but
that's great. I went to day camp when I was a kid.
Absolutely.
I had to get on the bus every day, so that's great.
So then it's an amazing experience too. I went for many years in a row when I was in Boy Scouts as a kid, and I wouldn't trade it for the world. Being up in, at that time I was in Arizona, so it was in the pine trees, and we'd have to swim across this pool first thing in the morning that was really cold. It was called the Polar Bear Club. Great experience.
Wow, I got to make ashtrays.
Right, and is there any way we can, because I want everything documented that this is really happening, and I should maybe ask you off the air, but I'm going to ask you on the air. Is there a way to document how many kids actually went to the camp, and then we can send that out to all the sponsors?
Well, I mean, once all the funds come in, and then you can...
Can we do that? Is that possible?
Of course you can.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Is there a way to get a letter from one of the kids, too, that just... That they know the funds came from us, that they can send just one letter that we can get to the sponsors too?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is good. This is, because I'm, you know, the pushback I'm getting, you know, maybe I should have asked you all these, I mean, I should have known this, but I just, we're going to have bears with Boy Scouts, so right there tells you. This is not printed right, but that's good. Should have actually been printed bigger. It looks like this. I mean,
let's just be honest. He always complains. No matter what you have, he's going to complain about it.
Whack him. Just whack him.
I mean, just my first instinct. Do I have a filter? No.
None whatsoever.
You know, it's hard being great. You got to admit that.
Oh, Lord. Oh, I have to go now. Get
the
boots.
It's getting deep.
No, but just imagine.
We need one.
But if you were me, though, imagine going through life, seeing things that other people don't see. Could you imagine being me?
I couldn't imagine.
See? I see your little speck on your shirt there, but I'm not going to say nothing. You know?
There's a speck on my shirt?
Yes.
Here, tell me, so maybe these will help.
But you know... Yeah. Oh, no, that's not a speck. I'm sorry.
They are glasses,
I knew, yeah,
by the way, for anybody who's listening.
Yeah, now this looks bigger. Okay,
So basically, he's not 20 anymore, and he still pretends he is.
That's it.
That's right.
But this bear thing, look at this. You get this bear thing, see it?
You know the coolest thing about the bear?
Right, and you get a plaque. Awesome.
But the bear comes in a backpack with a birth certificate for the kids.
Oh, yeah, and it comes with an Italian birth certificate.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, he's a bronze.
All right.
So what was the answer you gave me?
What?
What was the answer? Give me my answer when I asked you.
Yes.
More enthusiasm, but anyhow, he's a
girl. We get these.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, see?
That's great.
You get one.
Okay,
but one per person.
No.
Or one.
One, that's it. That's all you get.
What he's not telling you is, actually, Dunedin Country Club is actually amazing. Their food's fantastic. The golf course, I'm going to tell you I'm playing Sunday morning, is excellent. They've been an icon in our area for the last 30 years. They do the test of time. So he's just not telling you how good the place that we're going.
And then you get two free liquor drinks, too. Now you get one for your wife and one for you now. And then you only get half drinks. All right. Is the glass half full or half empty?
Half full.
Half full.
You know, I'm just glad to have the glass.
It's all actually right. Completely full because the other half is full of air.
All right, so you ready, Anthony, to take over?
All right.
All right, talk to Gary, you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, so explain to people that this is, I mean, can you put some can you authenticate that this is real and that you are the guy and that that this is not a scam? Okay. All right.
It's always hard to prove that something isn't a certain way, but it's funny that people are questioning it, I guess.
Hey, Robert?
Yeah.
You know, we've got a website, right, for the Boy Scouts.
Well, also, I know you, Gary, and I'm an Eagle Scout, and I know you're heavily involved in Scouts, so I...
No, hang on a minute.
Yeah.
All I got to do, it's real stupid simple. Everybody's got a computer. They can Google Tampa Bay Scouting, and they'll get this website. And they go down to district for Pinellas County. And when they do, they're right at that district page, they'll see my name. And they'll see my job, and I'm the finance chair for the district. That's from 54th Street North all the way to the Tarpon Springs.
Uh-huh. That's fantastic.
So I do fundraising for the Boy Scouts, right? I'm a volunteer. I first started in scouting in 1956. Right? Wow. So that was quite a while ago.
It's a long time.
That's a long time.
And my only... the thing that I do with this fundraising is we raise money so that we can support our camps, our programs, and kids who can't afford it. Right? Because we know that those are the most vulnerable kids. Mm-hmm. And those are the ones we want.
Those are the ones where you make the biggest difference.
Yeah. It's a wonderful thing, you know, I mean...
And it's not charity, by the way.
No.
When they get in there, they're going to help fundraise for their trip back or their troop, and they get what's called a scout account. And that account will make it possible for them to pay for more uniforms, more summer camp, more things that they need as a scout, and it makes them independent and self-reliant. In other words, nobody's handing them anything.
They're earning it.
Yeah.
They're going to earn it, and they're going to earn it with a bunch of other kids.
What's the name of the camp?
Camp Sewell.
Okay.
Actually, that's fantastic, because the more you let a child or someone get involved in their self and learning how to do things and get that reward for the work that they do, that is the most amazing thing on the planet.
That's great.
It really is.
So that's how we take care of them, right?
Yeah.
Because if you give somebody charity, they always feel that they owe somebody something.
Gotcha.
That isn't what we want.
No.
Right? We want to show them how to make it themselves, right?
Yeah.
Self-reliance and pride.
What were the numbers like last year at this camp? How many boys were there?
I don't know an accurate figure, but we have in the district that I'm in right now, we've got 1,100 registered.
Wow. Okay, it's a lot.
Right. So all of those guys go to camp.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's fantastic.
That's amazing.
Right?
So this is a big camp.
I don't know if you know this, but we've got nesting bald eagles there.
You do?
Oh, wow.
Four nests at the camp. Right? And we've got a full aquatics program.
Oh, wow.
Archery. We have a climbing wall for the kids. We also have our shooting range. Right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So black powder and 22s, right?
Arms. Also, they do craft work. They do canoeing in the lake. We've got a big...
Oh, that's great.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, and then we have a regular pool. All of this is done with lifeguards and full safety protection. Right?
Fantastic.
The fee is for insurance. So if anything happens to that kid in a camp, it's fully covered. Right?
Gotcha.
So they're insured and they're supervised. And we have one of the toughest child protection programs in the world.
Even better.
Protection. And all adults are required to do that. Otherwise, they can't come anywhere near a kid.
That's good. Yeah.
That's really good.
You know, the other thing is safety is our primary emphasis, right? So when a kid's going to do rock climbing, for example, he has to have all of the gear, the helmet, the harness, everything, and there's supervised adults who are trained for that particular thing and certified, right?
Gotcha. And
when does this all start?
This year. Started.
Oh, it's already started.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh.
So, and it goes in like a number of groups, right? So there's a different group that goes every week or two, basically. Is that how it still happens, Gary?
No. You'll have all kinds of groups there at the camp.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's not like all 1,100 will be at the camp at the same time, right? They go in phases.
Right. Right. Okay, it's staggered. Okay, I understand now. All right.
There is a capacity to the camp, right? Yeah. Plus, there are four other camps they can go to in the state that are in our council.
Okay. Oh, nice.
Right? And one of them is, I think it's huge. I know I've been to it myself. It's in Lake Wales. And it's just a gigantic camp, right? And all these camps were donated by people who were in scouting. They donated the property.
That's great.
That's awesome.
So they wanted the kids to have a place to go for the summer that was safe, supervised, and also where they could learn a lot of skills. And they do.
Now, what's your number if someone wanted to, donate or, well, not really donate, but just, try and support the Scouts? Where could they send their checks to? Telephone number?
727.
Okay.
441-8574.
Okay.
Awesome. He does amazing work.
And you can go also, like I said, you go on to Tampa Bay Scouting, mm-hmm. right? And you go to the district that covers Pinellas County, and right on that page is a donate
button. Yeah, great. So that you can use support here. Local Scouts. That's great.
So actually, before we get into, our businesses and stuff, when I was young, let's talk a little about when
that's
we were
a long
young.
Time
a long
ago.
Time ago. I know it was. I know. I'm getting older. I got grandkids now.
Yeah.
But when I was young, a bunch of people first thought that I had learning disability or I was ADD. And for me, soccer was what changed
that.
That changed that to me. And then, of course, I played soccer in college, and I've had a great career and a great life. So how about you guys? Have you guys ever run into anything like that?
No, I mean, it sounds like, that they have such great experiences there that it will change their life, in the summer, going mm-hmm. there. And it's just amazing what will happen. I'm sure they'll learn a lot.
And I think just getting them disconnected from their computers, tablets, and cell phones as well, and getting them out actually using their hands is so valuable for the kids of this coming generation.
God, absolutely. That's a good one.
I'm a few years younger than you guys, but I still grew up without cell phones. So
when I was actually a kid, we ran outside and didn't come home till dinner.
Yeah, right. Streetlights coming on.
Wait, my parents didn't lock the door at the house, and
so these kids need to get out there, get out in the fresh air, and just experience it all instead of sitting in front of their laptops or whatever. So that's a great thing.
That's absolutely that's amazing. So to promote Brian, who doesn't like to talk about himself.
Yeah, he doesn't like to blow his own horn.
Yeah, he actually is doing a great job. Not only does he promote businesses on a weekly basis,
he does.
Actually helps communities. He actually has got a church. The guy's giving back all the time.
A lot.
Absolutely. He really does. So I'm thankful to be here. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, no, it's definitely great. It's a great opportunity for all of us, I think.
So when you were a kid, did you play any sports?
They used to put me in. I was big, so they would put me in the goal. None of those soccer balls are getting by me. Bang, boom. It's just don't move. Just stand there.
And you?
For me, I went to smaller schools, and we didn't have a good sports program, so I'd play like sandlot football or basketball or whatever lunchtimes, but for me, scouting was pretty important because that was actually one of the few group activities that I was involved in. So,
and this sounds like it's a good camp, not like the one I went to. I went to a day camp where we got a chance of making pot holders or ashtrays. They had a metal wigwam that was tilted over. I mean, it was bad. It was really bad. The water, you couldn't go in. It was polluted. It was bad.
So I kicked the ball. So, like, you know, if you look at today and people say, like, racism and things like that, I grew up where every race played soccer. So there was no racism. Yeah. You know, you it's...
Colorblind was actually true. Like, you just didn't even
know. You didn't even know. You're
I'm sure that all these scouts coming from all different backgrounds.
Yep.
I think it's fantastic.
I think it's great, too.
So, all right. You got something amazing going on here. So,
okay.
We got Adam.
Okay.
Adam's back.
Yeah. And
trying to stump us because he didn't stump us last week or the week before.
Okay. Well, my name is Adam. I'm from Red River Stray Antiques. I'm back again. And every week I bring something in to try to figure out what it is. So, but this time, because that's getting kind of hard, we're bringing in items. I'll tell you what it is, but you have to figure out the age of it.
Oh.
Okay. This time. So this is a paperweight. It was made paperweight a while back. But you have to figure out, what I want to know is, how old is that little dog on the top of the paperweight?
I thought it was bronze.
I think it's bronze with a gold wash on it.
Okay. With bronze with a gold wash?
And it was part of something at one time.
It almost looks Egyptian or something, but I doubt that it's that old, but that's...
I'm going to say like 80 years.
It looks Egyptian. It does. But you look at it.
I'm going to say like 350 years.
Gary, did you get to see that as well?
This does look Egyptian, actually.
No.
Can you show
Gary?
Okay. So what do you think? How old do you think it is?
How old do you think it is?
I'm going to guess from... the 1700s.
Close. It is from the 16th century.
What?
15 something.
I was going to say the 1500s.
And what it really was, we think it was off a clock base from Germany or Austria. They had these bronze clocks, like almost like sundials. And I found one that was similar to that as the pedestal. They had four of them.
Oh.
But someone probably 125, 150 years ago decided, let's make a little paperweight out of it. So that's over 500 years old.
Wow.
So that's amazing.
Cool. Okay, that's
not
impressive.
Egyptian, though, but it does, does kind of look Egyptian.
Way,
yeah, it does.
Does.
I mean, yeah. But, you know, that's the kind of things you'll find at, you know, the Red Rooster Antiques. So every week now, I got to figure, so you got to bring something unusual in and see if we can stump the panel.
All right, you got to tell us, how did you get into the antique
thing? I don't know. I had an uncle in the late 60s when I was a kid. He used to take me bottle digging.
Okay.
But, you know, and in those days, you know, they would throw everything out on the side of the road. They'd come out of attics. And I was a kid, and I'd be walking down the street, and I'd see something. I'm like, oh, that's great. You know, and my mother would see me up the street with, like, a, you know, like a, an easy chair. She's like, take it back. Take it back. Get rid of it. And I just got interested in it, and it just snowballed. And in the 70s, the 80s and 90s, antiques were huge. Mm-hmm. They're still okay, but they were really popular. And, it's a fun thing to learn because you have to know a little bit about everything that was ever made.
So do you do a lot of, like, estate sales as well? Do you help people?
Yeah, we have run estate sales, it's a great thing. We do estates. We do appraisals.
Of course.
I mean, and people, especially here, they come from all different parts of the country, and they have a lot of stuff in their house that belong to family members. They have no idea what the stuff is.
Yeah.
You know, they can have an item that's worth $20,000. They have no idea what it is. And that's where we come in, you know, and say, when we do appraisals, we'll come in and we'll, you know, honest with them and say, we think that this is worth this amount of money. Now, I don't know everything, so sometimes I'll say, take it to Sotheby's, take it to Christie's, because it's
you
too...
You know, we should start a new show, Red Rooster Antique Roadshow.
We should.
So do you help them find a buyer, or do you do the appraisal?
Sometimes they call us up and they say, hey, we have items that we want to sell. And then we say, well, we'll give you this amount. Mm-hmm. Other times people come in and they say, we want an appraisal. appraisal for insurance purposes. Gotcha. And they have no idea. There's one of the story that's true that happened to a friend of mine. They had an auction house, and they went into the house. It's, you know, 1920s furniture. Wasn't anything that great. And there was a vase holding the door shut, you know, like she was using it as a doorstop. It had a crack in it. Well, it was American Art Party from the turn of the century, and it was... They put it up at auction. It sold for $38,000. And she was just this, and it was ugly. It was ugly. I mean, it was really, it was groovy art pottery. And she was, they were just amazed. I was amazed. So that's what I mean.
That was an expensive door stopper.
It was, yeah. So, but I mean, not everything's like that, but we do get incredible stuff in. And the, and Florida, because everybody comes here from all over the country, and they bring all these unusual things here, and it all stays here. So this is a great place to antique and find different things. And the antique market is picking up again. I think people are getting tired of mid-century modern. They've had it for 15 years.
Yep.
It's kind of boring. It's kind of cold. And I think people want comfort again. They want, you know, they want it to be comfortable in their house. They want it to be a little bit more traditional.
So what, what would that doorstop have sold for if it wasn't cracked?
Oh, I don't even know. Maybe 50,000.
Ooh. You know, you're right.
And now, who knows what that's worth now? That might, because some things have dropped, that might be worth 10,000 now. But this was at the height of the market in like the early 90s. So
that's pretty exciting.
It is.
It really is.
Yeah. I mean, and you are seeing it in the building in Florida, you know, because obviously we're building all the time.
Yeah.
That, and I like, you know, I love Key West houses. I do. Yeah. Sorry. Mm-hmm. But you're seeing that, that postmodern isn't as prominent as it was.
Well, everyone's house started to look like IKEA.
Yeah.
Which there's nothing wrong with that. But everyone's house started to look like a hotel room.
Absolutely.
A motel room. And it's kind of cold.
Yeah.
And they've been locked up for a year over it, you know. And their house looked just like their office. And they're like, I don't like this stuff. You know? And so people want, you know, like Victorian oak furniture is making a comeback. And people are mixing things up with funky stuff.
Yes. I saw, you know, your contemporary chair. Paint.
Oh, which one was that?
The wooden one that's in the front that's like really...
Oh, cool. The hall chair. Yes. Yeah, really great. You know, but it's a good thing to have a mix of modern and antiques. And I like, you know, and good modern will always sell also. But antiques are making a bit of a comeback, so that's great.
Actually, I learned several new things when I was at the shop the other day. CJ was there. You weren't there.
What did he tell you?
Oh, I was learning about the Victorian dolls and how they made their actual, you know, the ones that have the dresses on.
Yeah.
How they are actually dipped. And they're very expensive, because people, what they do is when they grab the doll, he was telling me, they always grab it from the front.
Oh, the figurine. Yes.
And they touch the dress, and over time, it will crack.
It's like made like lace.
Yes, it's actually lace, real lace underneath. They just dipped the lace in a very thin coating, so...
People pick it up, maids, and they break it.
Find those that are not damaged, they are worth a lot of money.
I was shocked, like $1,000, $1,500, $2,000 for a figurine.
Like the dress, like the bell dresses, you know what I'm talking about?
But they're always broken.
Yeah.
And we have one at the shop that has a little tiny owl, but amazingly, like whoever took this, like just, it was like kryptonite. Mm-hmm. They really were really careful with it, and it's perfect. But there's a lot of different things that are like, you know, military items are crazy.
Oh, yes.
Barbie.
Barbie. That, so I that, I, I'm
that
not
is
even
a huge market. That's a huge market.
And that's collectibles. That's another whole area that I know a little bit about, but there's some people that are absolute experts. They know. Oh, that Barbie's like from 1987.
Right. Gave me the very first Barbie ever made, and she had it still in the box.
Well, that's got to be worth something.
That's got to be worth a lot of something.
That's amazing.
And then she gave me this other one. I guess it was Barbie's competition back in like the 50s, I guess.
Barbie had
her
competition?
Her name was Midge, but she had Midge.
Yeah, Midge. That's
she
right.
Had red
that's
hair.
Right. Absolutely. I didn't know this.
And she had a flip like a
that's
deer
right.
or whatever.
Absolutely.
I have her as well.
So, fantastic. That.
So you've got to come in and see us at
what's
the
your,
shop. It's Red Rooster Antiques. Yep. We're on U.S. Highway 19 North on the Clearwater Palm Harbor line, right next to Dan's Fans, across the way from Home Depot. It's 30113 U.S. Highway 19 North.
So
come by and see us.
So Fanta, that was amazing, by the way. Thank you so much. So I'm going to go over here to my buddy, Robert.
Robert.
Yes.
So he came Robert. Over to the dark side just recently. So let him tell you a little bit about it.
Yeah, so I've... been licensed for both life insurance and health insurance since 2014. Along the way, I've helped some people with Medicare products and things like that, but never really focused on straight, like, normal health insurance. And I've known Anthony now for coming up on a year at this point. And over time, he's... it's so great. I helped this person. Oh, I helped that person. Oh, I did this other kind of plan that's totally different than the what everyone knows is out there, and saved this person X thousands of dollars. And finally, I was like, geez, okay, sign me up. How do I get started? So it's an interesting new world and learning all about all of that. Of course, I'm still going to help people with life insurance along the way as they need help, but I'm happy to step more into the advisor type role with health insurance and just really give people the options they need.
So. And everyone needs health insurance.
Exactly.
I mean, you have to have it.
But I can absolutely tell you with 100% confidence, and here's someone who just, we give you not only all the normal options, we do like your boutique things. Your mm-hmm. So if you have kids that play, you know, sports, let's say your son's a baseball player,
mm-hmm. travel. Normal policy won't cover,
but I can give you something that'll cover it really cheap. So we provide that for you, and our firm and our support at the firm at Compass Health is absolutely amazing.
So how many there must be a plethora of policies that you have. So many options.
I'm not going to no joke. I contract with 147 different carriers.
Wow, that's amazing.
And just one of those companies you were telling me the other day had like, what, 15, 20, yeah. 25 products?
Yeah, easily. I mean, just if you did, and we both contract with United Healthcare. United Healthcare has got 80 alone.
So if I was without health insurance, I want to come to you guys because you're the ones that are going to say, hey, you need this, you don't need this. This mm-hmm. is so you streamline someone for their personal needs.
But what we also do different than everybody else is we do a profile. We're going to profile you. We're going to ask you, you know, what your medications are.
Okay.
What happened? Did you have any surgeries? Did something go, you know, something go? And if you go, well, I'm 45 years old. I have a family of four. You know, I'm fixed. My wife's fixed. We don't need, you know, that, you know, we don't need any more kids. We have two. I'm going to go, well, why would you need insurance to cover that when you don't? So we're going to do that. We're going to build the profile for you. And here's the best part with us. We work with all of them. So there's no one that's going to go, hey, well, what, you like this carrier, that carrier? I hate to break it to everybody. They all pay us the same. We get paid by the carrier based on a percentage of, you know, excuse me, what we do. And we're going to design it for you.
And all carriers are not the same, right? You know the ones that actually will stand behind someone.
I can tell you right now, by far, if I was doing any group, let's say group, uh-huh. group's going to go down to a small business group's going to boil down to United Healthcare and National General. If I was doing individual, right now, and I'm just only talking Florida, not other states. Okay. And, you know, I use other companies in other states.
Which we're both licensed in. Yep. I'm licensed in, I think, 18 states.
Yeah, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia. I can tell you right now, in like Ohio and Indiana, we're getting robbed compared to what the prices are over there. They're like 60% cheaper.
That's true.
And they have way more carriers. So
as a note on that, if you live half the year there and half the year here, talk to us.
You can adjust that then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Listen, as long as you got a house there, I can write it over there.
Okay.
But like right now, your two private, you know, big ones are going to be United Healthcare and NatGen. When it comes to my favorite Obamacare, you know, so my favorite ACA plan is going to go Ambetter first, then Oscar. Oscar just went public. They're really trying. They're really pushing. They also teamed up with Cigna, and Cigna has reference-based pricing that really helps the customer. So,
I just want to give you a compliment as well. Now, you never take credit for anything that you do, but I personally, the last several weeks, there are two people that I know that come to the station, and you have not only helped them with their insurance and gotten them a better insurance, but also helped them to get things straightened out with their previous insurance. Now, that is extremely important because people get confused. Yeah. And we have a lot of, I mean, nobody understands what is going on. That's why we have guys like you.
It's so confusing and constantly changing.
Absolutely.
So, we have an advocacy program.
Right. Yes. Which people don't know about.
People don't. I thank you so much. So we have, which is Compass Health Advocacy. So they will negotiate your bills for you.
Right.
So after the insurance pays their part and you don't know that this test cost this or this one cost over there and the insurance only kicked in 40%, they will go in and negotiate it for you. They'll file the claim for you. They'll do the whole thing.
Right, because what people don't understand, and the only reason I know this actually is because my dad sells insurance in Ohio. But
all right.
Basically, you know, what happens is you go to the doctors and you think, okay, I have this insurance and this is your copay or whatever. And so then you just get a bill. Yeah. You get a bill from the hospital, you get a bill from the doctor, you get a bill for whatever. And then you think, oh my gosh, okay, I have to pay all these bills. Sometimes you do not.
No, you don't.
And people don't understand that. Just because you get that bill does not mean that that is supposed to be what you pay.
Honestly, their billing manager could have put the wrong code in.
Which happens
all the time.
Oh, I got one the other day where they sent me this bill and I was covered and I knew it was. And I called them up and they did straighten it out. But it was
a big to do. A lot of other ones. So, you know, let's say you get blood work and, you know, oh, my blood work's covered for a copay. Well, that's great. Unless they do diagnostic. So if they add more blood tests in there, they're not covered. So we're here to help you with that, to help you negotiate that, to make sure that you're not. Because I've had people get, I had a guy right here in Tampa Bay, $97,000 for a hip replacement. Ooh. So wait.
Wow.
After the network discount, it went down to $37,000. And we had a beautiful accident, deductible insurance coverage on him, cost him $250. But they asked for so many different types of paperwork. The guy got so frustrated, he was just going to pay $10,000 to max out his deductible.
Right.
And that's what happens to most people, is they get so frustrated by the process. And we actually have, honestly, I get a lot of credit for somebody else doing a bunch of work. And they do that for you. They'll call. They will do the claim. They will do all that.
And who
work.
Provides this service?
We do. Advocacy. Our firm.
Your firm does.
Our firm.
So if they go with you, they get that.
Absolutely. 100%.
Okay. That's
so great. So basically, if you look at it for a family of, I don't care if it's 4 or 8 or 9, for like $22, it's factored in, you're getting full advocacy. So if you have an out-of-net network eye doctor that you see and you want to go see him, you want the reimbursement, they take care of it. They file the claims for you. They do the reimbursements. They make sure the rates are negotiated. And we get better negotiated rates because the network says they can only charge so much. And that hospital is happy if they get a third of that. So if you come back and they come back and they start at Medicare rates. They're going, Medicare says they're going to pay you this. We'll give you 1.5 Medicare. And you're coming back going, you only have $50. So it's what we do is actually it's amazing. I love what I do. I'm the happiest guy you'll ever see. And I don't tell a lot of people, you know, about it. I'm not on Facebook, about it. But we do. I'm the guy that will tell you, let's sit down, because I went through it. You know, after my heart, you know, with, you know, having congestive heart failure and going through what I went through and the bills that I got afterwards.
Yeah.
People are devastated when they get these bills. It's just going to ruin you. That's ruinous.
When I had my son, he was premature. I can just tell you this. He was in the neonatal unit for almost a year.
Oh,
his room bill, just for the room, for him being in that room, was $247,000.
Yep.
That wasn't every doctor and specialist that even just looked at his chart and charged me $800 bills or whatever.
And you do not want to be in a situation like this.
So here's a good one. So because of staffing issues in the state of Florida, so you may have a hospital that you're in network with. So let's say, you know, I'm not a BayCare fan. I'm a Tampa General fan, obviously, because of the heart. But let's say you go to BayCare and BayCare's in your network. But the doctor that sees you may not be in network. So that's an out-of-network charge. It could be exclusionary on you. So we're here to help you with that. We're here to, you know, guide you, because what happens is they staff emergency rooms with doctors and they use a staffing agency that sends them around and around, and they're not in network. So not every doctor you see in the emergency room, we're not talking about anything else, but the emergency room, you may see a doctor that isn't a Baycare doctor.
And they don't have to disclose this to you then.
No, that doctor has no idea who he's networked with. He's a doctor.
So he's a doctor. So
yeah. He has no idea.
So they're not going to say, they're not going to charge. They're not going to cover this.
Well, and here's the other thing. I tell everybody, don't ever get married to any doctor that you have. Because they're not married to you. At the end of the day, you know, networks change. Things change. Now, if you want to stay with your doctor, stay with your doctor. But at the end of the day, you have to do what's right for you and your family. And if your doctor goes, well, I don't take that insurance anymore. I don't take this one anymore. And you'll see a lot of them changing. And, you know, right now, you know, let's look at Baycare. Baycare only takes 2 ACA plans.
Yeah.
So out of all the Obamacare plans that are in the state of Florida, they take 2. And they don't even take all of 2. They take half of 2.
Yeah.
So they take MyBlue, Blue Options, and Molina. That's it. So all the other plans, these other everyone else that's, you know, doing, so that's what we do. We yeah. weed through that for it. I'm going to ask you, what hospital are you close to? Do you travel a lot? Do you need a PPO? Do you need an HMO? Do you need, and that's what we do here. And the best part is we have the resources to provide it for everybody.
And the bottom line is, we're going to make it easy without throwing a bunch of complicated jargon at you.
Yeah.
And help you make the decision that's right for you, whatever that is. So that's really,
you're the guys that know what, you know the ins and outs of this stuff.
Mm-hmm. And here's the thing, people ask, who's your favorite carrier? I don't have one.
Depends on the situation.
Yeah, it depends on the situation. I use a health share. So I use a, faith-based sharing program. Do I love United Healthcare? Absolutely. They do great. Do I love NatGen? Do I love, I do, because I write tons of business with them. But each person's based on your doctors, your family, your history, and things. So if you got a special needs son, I'm going to do the best to give you the best coverage that covers that special need.
Right.
And if all you need is preventative or like a high deductible kind of plan, that's fine too. Those are actually available now, which I know with the whole Obamacare thing for a while, you would get in trouble if you went with a high deductible plan because you'd get the tax penalties and so forth. But these days, that's luckily gone away.
So actually, it's a great, great segue. So there's a thing called a MEC, which was...
spend like 3 minutes on it.
Minimum central coverage, which allows you to go see a doctor, get all your wellness covered at 100%, and you don't have to have the other coverage if you don't want to. So what do we got here?
Okay, I guess...
Bros Pizza, which they have one of the best margarita pizzas I've ever had in my life, and so do you. But they're located over on East Bay in Largo. I was actually just by there today. They have awesome food. It's a family, run business, which I love. When you go in there, they're going to remember your name. They have amazing lunch prices. I mean, you can get in there and out of there in 20 minutes for a $6 lunch.
I actually ordered pizza from them today.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So, funny story. Actually, I did.
Was that before or after your nap?
That was actually before. I was napping because my wife had to answer the door. So, the first pizza did not come out perfect. Not only did they not argue about it, they had another pizza out there, perfectly cooked, absolutely, and they called me again apologizing about it. It's okay. I order from you guys all the time.
And that makes all the difference, because no one's going to be perfect all the time, but it's how you handle it.
And they have great specials. Save $4 on 2 slices and a soda for $5.99.
Wow.
That's a great deal. Their lunch specials, actually, if you go to the one right here downtown Clearwater, or either one of them, but their lunch specials are great. They usually
for sure.
Yep.
And they have free delivery with a $15 minimum in a 4-mile radius.
Bad at all.
And so they are located at 2535 East Bay Drive, Largo, which is actually next to one of our other clients, Minuteman.
Minuteman, Eric. It's right next to Eric.
Yes. Yep. Okay. Yep. So they're almost at the corner of Keene and East Bay.
And the restaurant is gorgeous, by the way.
It is.
The inside's
nice,
amazing.
And roomy. Yep.
Yep. The wife and I actually went there and we actually ate dinner in the actual restaurant.
Yes, yes.
And once again, treated great. It gives you that hometown, family.
Oh, yes. They have specials every day. Plus, I love, if you guys like cheesecake, you got to check out their New York style cheesecake. Oh, really? It's very good. It's very, very, very good. Thank you so much. Okay. Yes. So you guys got to go check out Bros Pizza at 2535 East Bay Drive. If you want delivery, call 727-507-8870. That is 727-507-8870. Free delivery, homemade food, great pizza, great cheesecake.
Great.
Got to check out Bros Pizza in Largo.
Whoa. And I promise you, you will not be disappointed in that place.
That sounds good. That sounds really good.
It is very
making
good.
Me hungry. Now I want some cheesecake.
It's radio. Anyhow, Bros Pizza. Alty is the best. It's the guy that's behind, always the guy behind. Why is it that certain places make it and certain don't? Right? Because he holds a firm hand, but yet he does it with kindness. So you watch the way he talks. I watch the way he talks to his people. He's very kind, but he gets the job done. You know, it's Alty behind the scenes that he's actually there making the pizzas himself. But who would I say is the best pizza parlor we do business with? Rose Pizza. He's like your bro.
Well, you made me hungry.
Adam, you've never been there?
I have not been there yet, but I am going to be going.
You know I'm a food snob, and I can tell you, literally, I got up, had to do a little networking this morning, and then I needed a snack. I ordered it, took a nap, and Bros, and not only, and the worst part is it wasn't that bad when they messed up, but they're like, oh no, we'll fix it right now. And they had it right back out and totally apologized and followed up. Amazing customer service.
That's great. Well, that's a lot of it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, what do we got here?
Right.
Oh, that's my buddy, Sam, at Paul's Deli.
Paul's Deli, okay. At 851 East Clostman, is that how you say it?
Oh,
Clostman?
Yes. Clostman Road.
Tarpon Springs.
Yes, they're located right, do you know where the St. Pete School is?
Yes.
The St. Pete campus?
Yeah.
They're right across from it.
So
right across from it on Klosterman.
That little strip mall right
yes,
there?
Yes, and I got to tell you, you wouldn't think, okay, it's like a, it's just a little, you know, store. You walk into almost, well, what I would call a bodega from up north.
Of course.
It's very similar to that, but he has the best sandwiches, oh my gosh.
Really?
On this side of the bridge, Cuban, the best.
Oh, really?
No, really. He has people that come from all over the place if they don't want to drive all the way to Tampa because it's the best Cuban over here.
Wow.
Okay. And $5.99, guys.
Whoa.
$5.99 for a Cuban.
Wow.
So is he where that old he's where that old Italian deli used to be?
I am not sure, but there's a pizza
the
place
station,
actually
a
there.
Pizza place
okay,
there,
if you go
then
past the gas station, he's literally in that first plaza. There's a pizza place right there, and then he's on the very end of that plaza. There's a cupcake place, I believe, called Sugar Darlings, and Johnny Grits is next door, and he's right on the end. But he's actually a new owner. Paul's Deli has been there for a very long time.
Oh, wow.
Well, he's a newer owner, not new. But I go there all the time because it's on my way. Like, I cut through there to, it's a shortcut for me, and because my boyfriend like loves because he's from Tampa and he said himself that's the best Cuban he's had.
Okay, so I'm driving to Tarpon now. I don't know about you, like, I got nothing else going on, but
I didn't even know this, and I go there all the time, so I saw him making some food the other day. They make fries, they make all kind of things that I didn't even know. I'm just like, I need a sandwich. I had no idea. He does all these different sides, all kind of stuff, plus he has all these desserts. They're tiramisu.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, delish. So good. They just, everything there is so good. So good. And the thing is, like, he knows me. He'll know when I call him. I never even had called him before, right? So I'm on my way home, and I'm thinking, you know, it'll be faster. It's been a long day. I'll just call him my order so it's ready when I get there. As soon as he answered the phone, he's like, hey, Tammy. I was like, how did you know? He's like, I know your voice.
That's fantastic.
I was like, okay. He's like, awesome. Okay, so you want the regular? I'm like, yes.
So not all Cuban sandwiches are made of this.
No, not at all the same. Not at all.
Yeah, they have a good one.
They do. It's a Tampa style Cuban, like I said, but you can't $5.99.
You can't $5.99
for a sandwich. And he does specials every day where you can get sandwich, chips, drinks, $10 for all kind of different. Another thing that is really good there, well, I don't particularly like it myself, but my boyfriend, he gets the same thing every time he eats them both. A Cuban and a tuna melt.
I don't either. My wife loves them. I don't.
I have a funny story about that. I made CJ a tuna fish sandwich when I first, you know, was sort of together. And I bring it up, really nice one. He's like, he said, is there something wrong with that tuna, that chicken salad sandwich? I said, yeah, it's tuna. he hates tuna. So it couldn't have been too bad because he ate it. So
Paul's Deli, let's go. And Mini Mart as well, do they have other stuff?
Yeah, if you need to grab a 12-pack, you need some soda, whatever, on your way home, convenience. Everything right there on the way.
Paul's Deli. Anyhow, end the show talking to Gary. Gary, you still there?
Yep.
He is talking.
Hey, Gary. So, one last time, we got our event coming up. Tell us how we can get in touch with you if we get you more sponsors.
Very good. So, my phone number is 727-441-8574. You can call me.
Fantastic. And Robert, how can they get in touch with you?
So, easiest one is my cell phone, which is 310-760-6365, and I'll be happy to help you out.
And Adam?
Yeah, again, it's Adam at Red Rooster Antiques. Come by and see us. We're open 7 days a week, 10 to 5. And our number is 860-661-2071. I'm forgetting. And our address is 30113 U.S. Highway 19 North, right next to Dan's Fans. So come and see us.
Awesome. And Anthony Carpenter, Compass Health, 727-303-9979. We will customize your health insurance.
Yes. And anybody who's out there that has a business, we are having a networking event.
Yes.
To also sponsor the Boy Scouts. So come out, meet people, you know, make deals, but also to sponsor the kids who can't afford to go to camp. That's what we're doing with Gary. And so the event's May 13th at the Dunedin Country Club. And if anybody is interested, you can call 727-804-6082 or call Gary.
And by the way, The Dunedin Country Club is amazing.
It sounds. I'm actually looking forward to this.
You're going to love it. It's going to be a great event. They're an icon in our area. Food fantastic.
And the manager sounded really it was great.
Yeah. So we have something amazing going there as well. Mm-hmm. All right. So I thought I was.
No, we have 1 minute left. Gary, how about you tell us one more time how we can make a donation or get in touch with you for the Boy Scouts of America?
727-441-8574.
That's great, Gary.
It's really a worthwhile cause. It really is.
I was trying to scoot out here like 30 seconds early just to go to Paul's Deli and get Cuban.
It doesn't work that way.
I'm just like, you know, scooting over here going,
no, you can't have dead air. No.
I'm still thinking about that pizza.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, Bros Pizza. So thank you, guys. Thank you so much, Gary. Thank you, Anthony. Thank you, Adam. Thank you. Oh, my gosh, I just lost your name.
Robert.
I'm so sorry.
Luckily, I remembered.
I apologize. Yeah. That's good. I forgot my own, too.
He only remembers most of the time.
Thank you so much, everyone. Have a great day.
Okay.
Tampa
Bay. Bye-bye. Business. Woo! Taking care of business. Taking care of business. Taking care of business. Taking care of business. Every day. Taking care of business.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.